Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Miss Music Nerd.
Hello.
And we must remind our viewers that is a positive title.
Absolutely.
It's an honor to be a music nerd, especially in Pittsburgh.
It's an honorific.
Honorific. I like that. So welcome back to Berg Vivant.
Thank you.
What would you like to talk about today?
I would like to talk to you about the symphony concert I went to last night, Pittsburgh Symphony Pops, and they played music from several different films. The theme was heroes and villains.
Mm.
So you may be used to going to a Pops concert and hearing music from Star Wars and other great films,
sure,
but not necessarily music that was about the bad guys. So we had some of that last night, too.
I always like a good villain. I do.
Yes. In fact, I wanted to ask you, you're a theater person. Mm-hmm. Why is it that the villains are so much more interesting than the heroes sometimes?
Well, you get a little more dimension that way, mm-hmm, you know? I think there's a lot of depth. We've come a long way from the twirly mustache, sort of villain. There's a lot of complexity there. What motivates people to do the dastardly things that they do. And to reflect that in music, I imagine, was something to listen to.
The music really makes it.
Hmm.
So we started out with the William Tell Overture. And when I go to a Pops concert, I confess that I can be a little bit blasé because you already know the music, mm-hmm, you've heard it before, it doesn't seem like it's going to be too exciting. But I have to tell you, when you sit down and hear the William Tell Overture played by live trumpets right there in front of you, I mean, I think you have to be a little dead inside not to be thrilled by it.
Now, was William Tell considered a hero?
I am not sure. I think so. I know he was a good archer.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe the fact that he shot that apple and didn't kill, what was it, his son that was underneath it? That's maybe heroic. So
that's
good aim.
But why would he do it in the first place? That's what I'm not sure about.
Well, let's not question it. Let's just move on in appreciation.
Right. The thing that stuck out for me on this program was the two villains that were memorialized in music. Let me do that again. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What stuck out for me were the two of the villains that they focused on. One, they did music from Psycho.
Mm.
So we all know it. We've all heard it.
Ring, ring.
Right. Mm. And it's just string instruments. Nothing else. No sort of trombone to show that the villain has entered.
The original score to that movie was just strings? I didn't realize that.
In fact, in the infamous scene, Alfred Hitchcock at first planned not to have any music at all.
Huh.
It was going to be very stark, very silent. But Bernard Herrmann, the composer, he said, you know, I think you need to take a listen to this music that I've written for this scene. I think you're going to like it. And then he did the...
Yeah, it's very relaxing, very melodic. You know, sometimes I go to sleep to that. You know,
yeah,
I meditate to it.
But when the orchestra played that, it really gets you. It really gets you right here. When you hear, there's nothing like live music to really give you the experience of it. And they had some cool lighting effects.
Oh, nice. So a little theatrical touches to it,
too. Definitely. They had a vision. They had a vision. They had a knife projected above the stage.
Ooh.
And it was good because it kind of was a little bit of comic relief to cut through the terror.
Oh, nice choice of words there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that was great. They also did music from The Omen.
Ooh. Now, I don't get into scary movies too much. I'm aware of it, but I can't say that I've seen it.
Well, The Omen came out in 1976. And it's basically about a little demon child. Now, I watched this movie when I was inappropriately young to watch it. And I went back several years later and watched it again because I was curious to see if it was really as scary as I thought it was, or if that was just my impression as a child. This movie is terrifying. It really is. And the music is great.
It brought it all back for you, didn't it?
It did. So the performance featured the Pittsburgh Symphony Student Chorale, which is made up of choral singers from local colleges and high schools. And they came and they sang, and I'm not sure how they all feel about this because they were singing this music that's all about Satanism. So what the composer did is he wrote it in the style of Gregorian chant with orchestral accompaniment with a Latin text, and he worked with a choir director to create a Latin text that turned everything around and substituted some Hail Satans for the Hail Marys. So the singers are sort of singing this chanty music, and it's terrifying.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you
so there's a lot
that.
Of vocals to this, and I guess that's from the Omen score.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And then there were the happy things, too.
The more heroic.
The more heroic things. There was a suite from Saving Private Ryan, and that was very beautiful and very moving. There was music from Star Wars, of course. There was music from Amistad, and that's another piece that the choir sang in. Dry Your Tears, Africa.
Wow.
Which they were singing in the Mende language, which was the African language. But the text was originally written in French. I looked up.
Ooh, oui.
Yes. But they sang it in this language, so that's how they did it in the movie. It was very, very beautiful. We also heard Sheena Easton.
Sheena Easton?
Sheena Easton. Yes. She did not sing My Baby Takes the Morning Train.
Oh.
I really wish she had.
Well, what did she sing?
She sang two songs from James Bond movies.
That's right, because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I don't usually think Sheena Easton heroes, but that's right.
Yeah.
For Your Eyes Only.
For Your Eyes Only.
For Your Eyes Only.
That's right.
Only for you. I got a little carried away there, pardon me. But now, how was she?
She was great.
Good.
She sang For Your Eyes Only. She also sang Nobody Does It Better.
Oh, that, which was Carly Simon for the film.
Right.
But I would have loved to hear her sing that.
Yeah. She looks great. And she sounded good, and she has great stage presence, so it was very exciting to see her live.
Wonderful. So this was part of the Pops series. Any idea what's coming up next for it?
So next in November, I believe it's November 14th and 15th, they're going to be doing music from various science fiction and other geek and nerd music. And guess who is coming to host?
Well, let's see. Who would be the grandfather of nerds and science fiction?
Grandfather of nerds and science fiction and funny internet pictures?
George Takei.
George Takei. So that's going to be fabulous.
Now, will he sing?
It seems like he's going to be more of a narrator MC. I'm not really sure. But you never know with him. He's just up for anything.
Well, perhaps this a segment of Berg Vivant might encourage him to share a few notes with us.
That's right.
With that, he has a lovely voice, so I imagine he has a lovely singing voice, too.
I think so. George, if you're out there, oh my, I would love to talk to you.
We'd love to hear you sing when you're in Pittsburgh. Maybe we can get him on the show. I don't know.
That would be fabulous.
That really would be. He's a fun guy.
He's
I think
great.
He just had a movie come out about himself or something like that. So
that's true.
Busy guy, busy guy. So you had a good time at Heroes and Villains.
I had a great time. And I just think that everybody should go to the symphony. Music, when it's live, is very, very powerful. It will hit you right here. You'll feel it in your whole body. And when you go to the symphony, I want everybody to know, sit in the balcony. Do you know why?
Why?
If you're down on the orchestra floor, it's kind of where people go to see and be seen. It looks great. It's very social. But you can only see the first row of players on the stage. You can see the violinists. And they're wonderful. But what you really want to see are the percussion players and the brass players and the wind players, and they're further toward the back.
Oh, okay, so you get a better view up there of what's going
them.
On. Ironically, up higher.
Yeah, and the sound is good anywhere.
Good tip from Miss Music Nerd. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.